Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Coming up in this hour, sitcoms of the past. Later on, we'll hear the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show from 1949. But right now, it's The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Chester A. Riley, in an episode called Junior Runs Away, from September 20th, 1947, on NBC.
Shampoo that removes dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. As a rule, the members of the Riley family get along quite amicably. But every now and then, the father and the son come into conflict with each other. A conflict that's usually resolved when the more intelligent of the two gives in gracefully. But today, Junior Riley seems particularly stubborn.
But, Pop, why can't I get a jalopy? I can drive swell.
Junior, stop arguing. I told you for the last time you're not getting no car.
But, Pop, it's only $40.
$40? You must think I'm made of dough. All I got is this one nickel to my name. Me, the head of the house. And your mother won't give me my allowance till Monday.
But I'm not asking you for the money. I saved up $40 and I can get a swell little car and fix it.
I said no. My head is made up.
No.
Junior, when your father says no, he means no.
Oh, I can never get anything out of him.
Junior.
Let me handle this, Peg. Now, look, son, I ain't selfish like some fathers. I love to make sacrifices for my kids and give them things. To show you the kind of a father I am, you got $40 saved up for a jalopy? Save up $3,000 more and I'll buy you a brand new Cadillac.
But this won't cost you any money.
It ain't the money. I'm not going to have you speeding around in a car knocking over pedestrians.
Anyway, you're too young.
Yeah, wait till you're older. You can get a license to do it. Now go on, go get dressed. It will be late for my club's picnic. You gotta go. I got us entered in the father and son race.
I'm not going.
Now, listen, Junior.
Never mind, Peg. Never mind. Let him stay home. I don't need him. I'll get his sister to be in the father and son race. Come on, let's go. Babs, you ready?
All set, Daddy. What's all the rumpus about?
Oh, they won't let me buy a car. All the other fellas
Junior,
are down.
Junior, I don't want to hear that word mentioned in this house again.
But why can't I have a car?
That settles it. You gotta be punished. No allowance for the next 4 weeks. And no football. You come right home after school and stay in your room.
Oh, but that's not fair.
I'm your father. I don't have to be fair.
Oh, you're always... I'll run away someday. You'll see.
No, Junior.
Yes, I will. I'll run away. You'll see. You'll be sorry.
Now look what you've done.
Look what I done. It's a losing fight.
Oh, Junior, dear.
Now, wait, Peg. Don't go in there. Let him stay in his room till he's ready to apologize. Now, come on. We'll be late for the picnic.
Oh, you and Babs go ahead. I don't want to leave him like this.
Oh, he'll be all right. Peg, all kids talk about running away, but they never do.
Well, some of them do. You told me when you were a kid you once ran away from home.
Oh, that was different. My father was chasing me. Come on, let's go.
But, Riley, I'm worried about
Stop
Junior.
Stop worrying. He's just talking. I know child psychology. I just put myself in his place, and I know exactly what he's thinking.
You can't know.
Yes, I can. I may be 40 years old, but I can still think like a child.
Hurry, Babs. Can't you walk a little faster, Riley?
Well, what's the rush, Dumpling?
Well, I want to get home. When a boy of 13 talks about running away, it's serious.
Fine thing, dragging me away in the middle of the pie-eating contest. I was 3 pies ahead, too.
Will you stop it, Riley? Here I am, sick with worry, but you care less for your own son than you do for those stale pies.
I resent that. There's nothing I care for more than my stale son. I mean... I worry about him plenty.
Please, Daddy, don't shout on the street.
Man, you don't look very worried now.
Because there's nothing to worry about. Silly. Kid ain't going to run away just because
Stop talking so much and open the door.
No free speech anymore.
Junior? Junior?
I hear him in his room.
Junior, is that you in there?
Well, Junior, why didn't you answer?
Oh, hello.
What? What are you doing with all those clothes?
Well, look, he hid a suitcase under the bed.
I knew it. I told you he'd try to run away, but you wouldn't listen. You know all about boys.
Now, wait, just because he's packing don't mean he's running away.
Well, what else could it mean?
Well, maybe he's getting married, or...
Junior, how could you even think of running away? You ought to be ashamed.
No, I don't care. I can run away if I want to.
Junior, I won't hear that kind of talk.
Hold on, Peg. Let me handle this.
Well, go on, then.
So you want to run away from home, huh, Junior? Okay, go ahead. Run away.
Riley.
I know what I'm doing, Peg. Psychology. Go on, son. Run away. I give you permission. Come on, I'll help you pack.
Chester, are you out of your mind?
Just temporarily. Come out here, Peg. I want to talk to you. Go on with your packing, Junior.
Riley, what are you up to?
Don't you get it? The best way to stop a kid from doing a thing is to tell him to do it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Youngsters always do the opposite from what you tell them. That's the way I was when I was a boy. Whatever my folks said, I did the opposite. They said, go to school. I went to work. They said, work in an office. I worked in a factory. They said, marry that beautiful girl, Mary Wallace. I married you.
But, Riley,
I'll tell him to run away. He'll stay home.
But suppose
you watch. He won't even leave the house. Now, you go make supper. I'll go back in there and use my psychology.
Oh, be careful now.
Well, Junior.
Daddy, you ought to straighten out this little dope. All he can talk about is running away to Mexico.
Mexico, huh? Well, in that case, I might as well say goodbye to you, Junior. Buenas noches, señorita. When you're down there, send me a basket of cucarachas. They're my favorite dish.
Daddy, it's no joke. He needs
Babs,
a good...
Babs, go help your mother.
Oh, all right.
Well, son, as we Mexicans say, hasta la visitor.
Oh, quit making fun of me. I will run away someday, you'll see.
Someday? Do it now. Believe me, you'll love it. Here, let me pack for you. Yes, sir, I once ran away and joined the circus. They gave me a job as night watchman. I'd still be there, only I got fired. Somebody stole an elephant right from under my nose. Junior, here, you better take along these sweaters and this heavy underwear. It might be cold. Yes, sir, Junior, I had the best time of my life. There's nothing like running away from home.
Don't worry, I will.
You bet you will, and that's an order. And say, son, I notice you got pictures of me and your mother and your sister on the dresser here. Not that you'll get lonesome never seeing us, but might be a good thing to have them along.
Well, okay. Hand me Mom's picture, will you?
Here you are.
And Babs's picture?
There. And here's...
That's all.
Well, you might as well take mine, too, in case you want something to start a fire with. Well, you finish your packing. Don't forget to come in and say goodbye before you run away. Peg!
Riley, is everything all right?
Perfecto, senor. He's cured.
Oh, thank heaven.
You know what did it? I ordered him to run away.
You what?
I told him what a great time he'd have. He fell for it like a ton of bricks.
Oh, then he promised he wouldn't go.
Well, he didn't go that far. His pride wouldn't let him. But don't worry, he won't leave this house.
Well, what's he doing now?
Well, he's probably unpacking the valise. I packed it for him.
You packed it?
Yes, sir. That's what really changed his mind.
Oh, well, I'm glad that's over. Oh, Junior, supper's on the... He's gone.
He can't be. He must be hiding here someplace. Look in his valise.
The valise is gone. Look, the window's open. He went out the window.
Oh, no, he couldn't have. He must be hiding. Junior, come out. Don't play hide and seek. I'll find him.
Oh, stop looking in the inkwell.
He went out the window. Oh, look, the shrubbery's all trampled.
Peg, my first hunch was right. He's gone.
Oh, you and your psychology. Of all the stupid, insane...
Now, Peg, take it easy. This is all... It's part of my plan. I knew he'd go.
You knew?
Well, sure, I figured he'd leave the house and then I'd follow him, see?
Well, then what are you standing there for? Go after him.
Yeah, I'm going. Now, don't worry. This is all part of my plan, see? Psychology. I'll give him enough rope until he hangs me.
Step lively. Watch the step. Come on, kid. Make up your mind. You getting on this bus or not?
I'm getting on.
Well, snap into it. I ain't got all day.
Junior, wait for me. Hold it. Wait. Whew. I made it.
Deposit 5 cents in the box.
Another second and I'd have missed you, Sonny.
Well, I suppose you want to take me home now. Well, okay, let's get off.
No, I wouldn't think of it. I'll just go along with you a little way.
Hey, what is this, a coffee clutch? Deposit 5 cents in the box.
Oh, gee, I left my money at home. I'll have to get off.
No, you won't. Here, I'll lend you a nickel. That's for my boy's fare, driver.
Okay. How about your fare?
Oh, yeah, sure. That was my last nickel.
Now, look, Mac, put your fare in the box or get off of the bus.
But you don't understand, driver. This is an emergency. My boy here is running away from home, and I've come to see him off. You know how it is. You're probably a father yourself. It ain't every day a boy runs away from home.
He's running away, and you're seeing him off?
Yeah.
There's nothing in the regulations that says I gotta transport screwballs. Now get off!
Now, wait a minute. Hey, take it easy. Don't. Hey, wait! Stop!
Shh.
Junior! Junior, come back! Junior! He's gone. Could it be there's something wrong with my psychology?
Oh, Riley, is that you? Where have you been? Where's Junior?
Peg, I got news for you. Junior's run away.
Oh, didn't you find him?
Well, I did and I didn't.
Well, what do you mean, Daddy?
Talk sense.
Well, I saw him getting on a bus, so I got on too, but he didn't have any money for his fare.
So they put him off?
No, I lent him a nickel.
You lent him a nickel?
Well, don't worry. He's good for it.
Oh, how could you do such a stupid thing?
Well, now, let me explain. You'll understand. You see, I figured that Junior would, the bus I thought if I went, how can I expect you to understand? I don't understand myself.
I should have gone after him myself. Oh, Riley, you'll give me gray hair.
Oh, don't cry, Peg. If I do, I'll tear him out by the roots. That's a promise.
Well, there's no sense standing here. We've got to find him.
I'm calling the police.
No, you mustn't do that. We don't want a scandal. You know what the neighbors are like. They'll see the cops coming in here and they'll think you beat me up.
They won't be far wrong. And I don't care what the neighbors think. I want to find my poor boy.
Well, so do I, Peg, but wait till tonight. He's sure to come back by then. I know just what's going on in his mind, so let's just use a little psychology.
If you say that word once more, I'll...
Oh, I don't know why I ever listened to you. If it hadn't been for you, Junior...
Don't cry, Dumpling. Everything will be okay. I'll find him. I know it's natural for a mother to worry, but believe me, in 1 hour, your worries will be over. I'll have him back here, dead or alive.
Second act, The Life of Riley, in a moment. Everybody. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Hello, Babs.
Hello, Daddy. Any sign of him?
No. I looked everywhere. I turned the town upside down.
But where would a kid like Junior go to?
That's what I asked myself. I said to myself, where would I go if I was a kid and I ran away from home? I must have been to every burlesque show in town. Where's your mother?
Still out looking for Junior. She called before and she sounded awful over the phone.
Oh, I just can't face her, Babs. When she hears I didn't find him, I... Listen, we'll have to tell her that Junior is back.
But he isn't.
We'll make out that he is.
We can't do that.
Sure I can. I'll fix up pillows in Junior's bed so as it looks like him. I'll use a little pillow for his head and a big pillow for his... I can do it.
But, Daddy, I...
Then we'll tell her that she can't disturb him because he's sound asleep.
But it's cruel to fool Mother like that, and she's sure to find out in the morning.
Well, by that time, Junior will be back. I know it. I guarantee it. I know boys.
No, Daddy, I won't have anything to do with this.
Please, Babs, you gotta help me out, please.
It's no use begging me.
I'm not begging you. As your father, I order you.
No.
All right, I'm begging you. You gotta do this, Babs. I just ain't got the heart to tell your mother I didn't find Junior. Not that I'm afraid of what she'll do to me. It's her I'm thinking of. She won't sleep all night.
I know,
but... You know how she worries. She's liable to get sick. You want your mother to get sick?
Well, of course not.
Well, then do like I say. At least then the poor darling will have a peaceful night.
Well, all right, if you think it's best.
I know it's best. And when have I been wrong?
But I... like the idea of lying to Mother.
Neither do I, but when you spare somebody's feelings, you ain't lying. I ought to know. I've been sparing your mother's feelings since the day we got married. There we are, Babs. Now, I'll just pull this blanket up a little. There, now I'll put the light out. Ah, that's better. Yes, sir, you could swear Junior's sleeping in that bed.
He looks a little lumpy.
Well, I won't let her get this close. Your mother. Come on out and shut the door.
Oh, Riley.
Peg, I got good news.
Junior's back.
Yes, just a little while ago.
Oh, thank heaven. I was frantic. Is he all right? I want to see him. Junior?
Oh, he's sound asleep in his room. He was dead tired, so I put him right to bed. You mustn't disturb him.
But I just want to take one look at him. I won't feel at ease until I do.
Well, okay, just one peek. There he is. Don't go in. Just stand here in the doorway.
Well, I can't see very well.
Don't put the light on. You'll wake him up.
Oh, the poor dear. Did he have something to eat? Well...
Don't worry. He's stuffed. Now, let's get out of here before he wakes up, Peg.
What a relief to have him home. Where was he all this time, did he say?
Plenty of time for questions in the morning. Now, you better go to bed. You need rest.
Oh, yes, I'm dead. Well, good night.
Good night, Delvin. Oh, it worked. She don't suspect a thing.
I still don't like the whole idea.
Well, the main thing is she stopped worrying. Tonight, she's a happy mother.
But suppose she finds out you tricked her.
Well, then tomorrow night, she'll be a happy widow. I'm going out. I gotta find that boy. What a mess. The way I feel right now, I wish the earth would open up and swallow me.
Perhaps I can help.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, it's you, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You look terrible. Glad to see you.
I got big troubles, Digger.
A common complaint. Whenever trouble besets me, I plunge into civic work. I've just come from the UEPSALC.
UEPSALC?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Save a Life Club. We're campaigning for careful driving.
Driving, that's what started the trouble with my boy, and now he's run away.
Oh, you have my sympathy. Once, when I lived in New York, my son Mossbank ran away.
Well, did you have trouble finding him?
I asked myself, where would a son of mine run away to? So I went there, and there he was, in Grant's tomb.
I can't find my boy anywhere.
Did you search thoroughly?
Yeah.
In our profession, we have a saying, leave no stone unturned.
I looked all over town. I tell you, Digger, this whole thing's made me sick.
And your dear wife, she must be frantic.
Well, she's okay now. You see, I told her he came back home and she believed me.
And she thinks the boy is safe?
Yeah.
Man alive, if you'll pardon the expression. What possessed you to play such a cruel, practical joke?
Well, I didn't want her to worry tonight.
Beware, Riley, or your joke may boomerang, which happened to the late Ambrose Twill, whose epitaph I quote. Here lies Ambrose Twill, who thought it would be funny to scare the life out of Grandpa and inherit his money. He lit a 12-inch firecracker, but then forgot to throw it. Now Ambrose is in clover, but he doesn't know it.
But I'll find Junior by morning. I've got to.
Suppose you don't. Think of the shock to your beloved spouse. Take my advice. Go home. Tell her the truth.
I guess you're right. I'll go and tell her. Gee, Digger, you always give me such good advice. You should have been a lawyer.
Lawyer, undertaker. There's not much difference, basically. A lawyer gets people out of a hole while I... Oops, that reminds me, I have an appointment. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Babs. Babs, dear.
Mother, why did you get out of bed?
I heard a noise in the kitchen. Were you or your father in the kitchen before?
Oh, not me. And Daddy went out. Go back to bed. You probably just imagined it.
No, I didn't. I heard somebody prowling around in there. Come on, we better go see.
Oh, it might be a burglar.
Who's there? Who's in there?
It's me, Junior. What do you... Will you put on the light?
Why'd you get up, Junior? And why are you all dressed?
I just got home.
You just got home? But I was in your room an hour ago, and I saw you sleeping at... Oh, I see. Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day your father outsmarted me.
Well, Daddy just put the pillows on the bed so you wouldn't worry tonight. You see, he figured...
Never mind that now. The important thing is Junior's really back. Oh, darling, do you realize what a terrible thing you did?
I'm sorry, Mom. Honestly,
we looked all over town for you.
Daddy's still out looking for you.
Where were you all this time?
In our garage.
For heaven's sake.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry. I didn't eat all day.
Oh, you poor dear. You must be starved. There's your father now. Babs, make Junior a sandwich.
All right, Mom.
I'm going to have a little talk with your father.
Peg.
Here I am, Riley.
Oh, Peg, you're up. Peg, listen. There's something I got to tell you.
I've got something to tell you.
No, let me tell you first. Prepare yourself for some shocking news. I'm a beast.
Well, what's the shocking news?
I fooled you, Peg. Junior didn't come back. I put pillows in the bed. You see, I didn't want you to worry. Please don't be sore. It was just one of my crazy ideas, but I didn't mean any harm. You know me. Everybody says I'm harmless.
Now, listen, Riley.
Now, don't you worry, Peg. I'll find Junior. I'll have him here before morning. I guarantee it. I got a plan, see?
Oh, you have, huh?
Yeah.
What? Who are you phoning?
The newspaper. I'm putting in a personal ad for Junior.
Oh,
that'll bring him back. You'll see. Hello? Classified ads? This is Chester Riley, 1313 Blueview Terrace. I want to put an ad in the personal column.
Riley, would you please...
Shh. I want it to go like this. Dear Junior, please come back. All is forgiven. Come back and I'll...
Hello, Pop.
Oh, I can hear his little voice. No, don't put that in the ad. Say like this. Come back, Junior. I'll raise your allowance, and I'll buy you a new bicycle, a red one.
With headlights.
With headlights.
Riley, hang up that phone.
When will you print it? Tomorrow morning? Okay. Peg, this ad'll get Junior! Junior, you're back! You came back! What a newspaper! Junior, my little baby.
Well, Pa, put me down.
Oh, Junior, darling, why did you run away? Your mother and me were so worried, darling. When we couldn't find you, we almost went crazy, darling. You deserve a good licking, darling.
Riley, what are you doing?
Taking my belt off. I never licked him before, but this time he's got to be taught a lesson.
Now, wait, Riley.
Bend over, Junior.
But, Pa.
I said bend over.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Before I give it to you, I want an explanation. Why did you run away?
Well, I wasn't going to at first. I was only kidding, but...
But what?
But you talked me into it. I didn't want to run away. You forced me to.
Oh. Oh. Well, here, Junior, here's the belt. I'll bend over. Come on, Peg. Don't be sore. I keep telling you I just didn't want you to worry. Come on, give me a kiss.
No.
Oh. Okay, don't give me a kiss. I forbid you to give me a kiss. I wouldn't let you kiss me if you gave me $100.
Your psychology won't work with me.
Trapped. Now I gotta get by on my good looks.
Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Bracker.
The Life of Riley on Tuned to Yesterday, a broadcast from September 20th, 1947 on NBC. Though Bendix would go on to play Chester A. Riley on television, he was actually a prolific movie actor, appearing in no less than 4 films in the year of that broadcast. It's an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. And now time for a musical couple migrating from the Jack Benny program and the silver screen together on the air. It's the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. An NBC episode from May 29th, 1949, called Picnic Day from NBC.
Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday, time for the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists. For the past 3 weeks, Alice and the children have been after Phil to take them on a picnic. Reluctantly, Phil has finally agreed, and today is the day. The family arose at 6, and as we look in, we find them at the breakfast table.
Just one more spoonful, honey, and you'll be all finished. Now open your little mouth and
I'll... Mommy, when do I eat?
As soon as I finish feeding your daddy. Phil, please open your eyes and feed yourself. Phil! Phil, wake up!
Huh? What? Oh, it's you, Alice. Where are we?
We're at the dining room table.
When do we eat?
You already ate.
Oh, delicious dinner. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go to bed early tonight. Now, don't forget, kids, we're all getting up bright and early tomorrow to go on that picnic.
Daddy, today is the day we're going on the picnic.
And we'd better hurry. It's 6:30 already.
6:30? Ooh, what you said. Now, go stand in the corner. 6:30. I haven't been up this early since I used to go to bed this late. Why did we have to get up in the middle of the night like this?
Well, it was your idea, Father. You're having an early band rehearsal so we can get started at 9 o'clock.
Hey, that's right. You know, I told the boys to be at the studio at 7:30.
Try not to be long, Daddy. Gee, we can't wait to get started.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a lot of fun at the
picnic. Girls, please. Gee whiz, not so much noise at this hour of the morning. My delicate little ears are not orientated yet. Now, let's keep everything nice and quiet and sedate.
Good morning, Philip.
Oh, no, not at 6:30. Alice, tell this night-blooming jasmine to go home.
Oh, Phil, I invited Willie to go on the picnic with us.
And I hope we start soon. I can't wait to get out in the country and walk through the wooded glens and the dewy meadows. At this time of the year, everything is in bud. The flowers are in bloom.
Welcome,
the birds are on the wing.
Spring,
and Mother Nature is awakening after the
winter. Thank you, Madam Schumann-Heinck. You certainly get carried away with things, don't you? You just... Wait a minute. I just got my eyes focused on you. Willie, what are you wearing?
My Bavarian hiking outfit.
Oh, get the rig on the little hofbrau.
Willie, I wish you wouldn't wear that costume.
Why not?
We're going to a picnic, not a Bund meeting.
Certainly. Look at him in those short pants. Hey, Willie, are those muscles in your legs or are your socks lined with walnuts?
Why don't you get lost, Clyde?
Why, William? You're stealing my character. Yes, indeed.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist taking a look.
Down, Rex. And take that aspirin with you.
Well, you'd better get down to your band rehearsal. In the meantime, I'll start making our picnic lunch. And remember, Phil, don't invite anybody else. Just the five of us are going.
Okay, honey, I'll be back in an hour or so. Gentlemen, before we start, I want to thank you for getting down here at 7:30. I know you're not accustomed to arising at this early hour, and I appreciate it. And now, if you will, let's run through my song. And remember, I want it pianissimo, good and loud. All right, fellas, a one, a two, a 5 foot two, eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 feet can do. Has anybody seen, has anybody seen? Oh, fellas, wake up, will you? I said wake up. I know how to get them up. Jacks are better. I open for $2. How sleepy can they get? This one never fails. Everybody step up to the bar. The drinks are on me. Oh, they must be dead. Fine bunch of guys, and I was thinking of giving them all a bonus.
How much?
Who cares? We'll take it.
Never mind. Pick a fine time to turn up their hearing aids.
What's the idea of getting us up at this time of the morning? You trying to make us unhealthy?
You can't do this to us just because you're the boss.
And a bloated capitalist is trying to exploit us. Down with Harris. Let's burn him in effigy.
All right, cut it out. You fellas can't get up early because you don't live right. Wine, women, and song ain't good for a guy.
Why not?
Too much singing ruins your wind. You live like normal human beings, you wouldn't have any trouble. The only one in the band who I didn't hear gripe is Remley, and you know why?
Yeah, he ain't here yet.
Ain't here yet, huh? Well, wait till he shows up. I'll tell him a thing or two. I'll let him know who's boss of this outfit now.
Hiya, Curly.
Well, if it isn't two-toned eyes. Mr. Remley, the band rehearsal was called for 7:30. Everybody shows up on time but you. Why are you so late?
I got a good excuse.
What?
I didn't feel like getting up. I don't like this getting up at daybreak.
It's not daybreak. It might interest you to know that the sun has been up for 2 hours.
Well, bully for old Sol.
Old Sol could rise at 5:30. Why couldn't you?
Sol wasn't out with a car hop until 4:30. Hey, how come you called rehearsal so early?
Because we're going on a picnic.
Good. I love them. I have a lot of fun at picnics.
You ain't going to have a lot of fun at this one.
Why not?
Because you ain't going. Just for my family and not you.
Well, things have come to a pretty pass when a man's family means more to him than his best friend. After all the years we've been pals, the things we've done together, you prefer your family to me. Why? Why?
Francis. It's time you realized that blood is thicker than bourbon. Look, Remley, it's not me. Alice doesn't want you.
Alice who?
All right, now let's get to work. Now get your guitar. We're going to run over my number.
I don't feel much like playing.
Well, you're going to play anyway. Now give me an A on that thing. Well, I'll be darned, he did it. All right, fellas. Now we're going to do the same number that... Frankie, stop crying.
I want to go on the picnic.
All right, you can go. Wipe your nose. Now, for goodness sake, let's rehearse my number.
Yeah, let's get it over with so we can all go to the picnic.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I invited Remley. I didn't invite the rest of you. You're not going.
Oh, we're not, huh? Then we ain't playing.
You'll do as I tell you. You're going to play while I sing.
Okay, we'll start even and race you to see who finishes first.
This is a rehearsal, not a track meet. Now, you guys are going... Are you going to play or not?
Are we going on a picnic?
No. All right, all right. All right. Never heard such a bunch of big babies. Now, look, you can all stop by Miller's Lake a little later and have a bite to eat with us. Now, come on, will you? Let's have it.
5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5 feet could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turned up nose, turned down hose and flabber. Yes, sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now, if you run into 5'2", all covered with fur, diamond rings and lovely things, you can bet your life that isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal?
Here comes Cutie through the door.
5'2"?
No, 5'4".
Fellas, you ain't seen my gal.
Now she's the cutest gal in town.
Eyes of blue?
No, eyes of brown.
Nah, fellas, you ain't seen my gal.
If you run into a 5'2" with eyes of blue, with a turned up nose and a rolled down hose,
you can bet your life it's you know who. And could she love and could she coo?
Could she coo? Has anybody seen his?
5'2" with eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turned up nose and rolled down hose and flabber. Yes, sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now, if you run into a 5'2" all covered with fur, diamond rings and pretty things, you can bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she coo?
Has anybody seen my gal?
Daddy coming home.
Oh, I hope he gets here soon. I have the lunch all packed, and I'm so anxious
to... Hey, honey, it's me. Are you all ready to go?
Oh, yes, and I'm glad you got home early. Oh, it'll be a nice outing for us. Willie and you and me and the children. We'll have a wonderful time, won't we, darling?
You said it, sweetheart.
Oh, it's you, Frankie. Well, you'll have to excuse us, Frankie. You see, we're going on a picnic. Just the family. The children. We don't want any outsiders.
That's the way it should be, Mom. We ready to leave?
Phil, this picnic was supposed to be just for the family. Why did you have to ask anybody else?
You can invite Willie, I can invite Frankie. One bad turn deserves another. Johnny, surely you don't mind Frankie coming. Don't begrudge the kid a little pleasure. After all, this poor woe-begone waif has no family. He's all alone in the world. And he's...
All right, all right. Little orphan Annie can come.
You won't regret this, ma'am. When my daddy Warbucks gets back from Africa, he'll repay you.
Hey, honey, have you got enough food for everybody?
Well, I think so. I have 18 sandwiches. That should be enough for six.
Alice, you better make a few more.
How many more?
120. The band is coming.
The band, too? Oh, now I'll have to go in and make 120 sandwiches.
Stay out of that kitchen, Mom. This is your day. Oh, look, I'll call the market and tell them to make them up, and then we'll have Julius deliver them to Miller's Lake. Now, look, while I'm calling, you people get in the car. Alice, you sit up in front with me. Frankie, you ride in the back with the kids.
Shall I put the lunch basket in the trunk?
Don't be inconsiderate. We don't want Willie to be cramped back there.
Oh, Phil, I'm glad you parked here. This is a beautiful spot.
Come on, Alice. Let's go waiting in the lake.
Wait a minute now. Before we have fun, we all got work to do, and everybody's got to pitch in. Willie, you unload the car. Frankie, you get some water. Kids, you gather firewood. And Alice, you start the fire.
What are you going to do?
Take a nap under this tree. I'm the captain.
Do your own work, Philip, because I'm going down to the lake. There's some very beautiful colored pebbles down there. I want to take some home with me.
You better go along and help him, Phyllis. He might come across a heavy one.
Phil, stop picking on Willie. He's not as weak as he looks.
Nah, that's telling him, sis. I happen to be an outdoor man.
Outdoor man. The last time we were out in the country, the squirrels dragged you up in a tree.
Yes, but it took two of them to do it.
Come on, let's get to work. Frankie, would you take the food out of the car and spread it out over there?
Well, there's a lot of ants and flies around.
Well, I have some DDT in the car. Get it and spray all around, huh?
Okay.
Hey, honey, we forgot to bring ice to keep this milk cold. It'll turn sour.
Oh, no, it won't. Just take the bottle of milk and put it in the lake. That'll keep it cold.
Okay.
Well, now that I've got them all working, I think I'll be the captain and take a nap under the tree. Gosh, it's a beautiful day. Frankie, did you finish spraying?
Yeah, I sprayed that DDT all over the place. There isn't a fly or an ant around anymore. I sprayed the trees, the grass, the rocks, everything.
Well, I hope there aren't any ants in the food.
They won't go near the food.
How do you know?
I sprayed that, too.
Oh, Frankie, I didn't tell you to spray the food.
You didn't have to. I was smart enough to figure that out.
Well, now we can't eat. Oh, Frankie, what's the matter with you? Were you born stupid?
No, I had a teacher. Gee, Alice, I didn't
Hey, honey,
know
I put the milk in the lake like you told me.
Well, thank goodness somebody did something right.
There's only one thing that bothers me.
What?
When we're ready to use it, how do we get it back in the bottle?
Oh, no, Phil, you didn't.
Alice, this is the teacher I was telling you about.
Fine picnic. You pour the milk in the lake and Frankie sprays the food with DDT.
Nah, don't get excited, Alice. I'll fix the sandwiches. I'll take them down to the lake and wash them out. They'll be good as new.
Oh, you too. The children are getting hungry and we haven't got a thing to eat. Why don't you tell us...
Hi, everybody! Run the sandwiches you ordered.
Hey, it's Julius. We got something to eat. Bless your little heart, Junior.
Quit patting me on the head.
Good old Julius. Oh, Julius, you don't know how glad I am to see you. I could kiss you, kid.
You lay one liver lip on me, Mac, and I'll let you have it.
Oh, Julius, you're a lifesaver. You don't mind if I kiss you, do you?
I'm a slave.
There.
You can burn my rumpus, mother. Today I am a man.
Milk?
Milk? No, Mr. Harris didn't order any.
Oh, the children children should have milk. Phil, you'll just have to get some.
We're 20 miles out of town. Where can I get milk around here? Elsie! A boarding bovine.
Yeah.
Shall I have a try at her, Lum?
Okay, you try her, Lum, and I'll try her, Abner.
Well, fetch me a pail, we'll drain her crankcase.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. You don't know anything about milking cows.
What's the no? Now, look, you stay here and get the food ready. I'll get that milk and two shakes of a lamb's tail.
That ain't the way you get us, fellas. Are you guys really going to try to milk that cow?
Sure.
Oh, this I gotta see. I'm going with you.
All right, come on.
Now, Phil, please be careful.
Careful, careful, careful. I think it's a big project to milk a cow. I know what I'm doing every minute. Let's see now. Where can that cow be?
That's it, right in front of you.
This is a cow? Let me try that reading again. This is a cow? When I get a good one, tape it, will you? And we call it. Go ahead, I give up, Julius. I'm sorry I took your lunch.
She looks like a blind date I once had in Pomona.
Hey, Remley, put the pail under and let's get the milk.
Under where?
You don't know nothing. Put it under the rudder.
Oh. Okay, it's under.
All right, Elsie, let her go. Two quarts, Elsie, and make it homogenized. Is the pail filled up yet, Remley?
She ain't given.
No, I wonder why.
You forgot to say please.
Oh, quiet. all right, Elsie, we're waiting.
Come on, cow, stop horsing around.
Oh, try, will you, Els? All we want is two lousy quarts. You don't have to put no cream in it.
Hey, Curly, maybe these spigots are stopped up.
Must need new washers. Let's get a hammer and tap them.
I'll go back to the car and get a monkey wrench.
Why don't you go into town and get a plumber?
I can't understand, Remley, why Elsie's so reluctant.
Curly, I just happened to think of something. They get butter from cows, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe this is a butter cow.
True. Could be a cheese cow, too. True.
Oh, I know everybody's got a right to be a moron, but these guys are abusing the privilege. Come here, that cow. I'll show you how to milk her.
Hey, he's going to show us how to milk her. He thinks he's going to get... He's getting it.
Well, I'll be darned. So that's the way to do it.
What'll they think of next?
Stay out. There's nothing to it.
How do you like that? Two quarts and three quarter times. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Remarkable.
Hey, have you worked with this cow before, kid? You do a great job today. He's beautiful, isn't he?
Tremendous.
Sure, you ought to take that cow on the road. You're straight.
I just got a thought. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody invented a beer cow?
Yeah, with four taps, you could get Pilsner, Ale, Bach, and Beethoven.
Fellas, hurry up. I have lunch ready.
Oh, we'll be right there. Hey, Alice, we got the milk.
Well, I'll be a monkey's aunt. They did it.
Hey, look at all that food. It looks wonderful.
Let's eat, Mommy. We're starved.
All right. Phil, you and Frankie sit there. Willie, you and Phil. Who's that in the truck?
Hey. Hey, look, it's the guys of the band. Hiya, fellas.
Hey, fellas, look at the food.
Let's have at it! Geronimo!
Come on, boys!
Alice, you better get out of the way. There's stampede.
Hey, look at them go for that food!
Them guys are eating today like there's no tomorrow!
Hey, fellas! Fellas, cut it out! We didn't eat yet!
They're using everything inside! Bill, hide the children!
Fellas, nothing left to eat! Let's go, gang!
What happened?
Well, they ate everything, including the lunch basket and two tires off of your car.
They didn't leave a thing.
Hey,
they...
Curly.
What?
Wasn't Julia sitting here a minute ago?
Do you think they... No! What you get for wearing a herringbone jacket.
Oh, what a day. Come on, Phil, let's go home. It's been a miserable picnic.
Oh, no, honey, it hasn't been as bad as you think. It's only... Willie, will you stop scratching yourself? What's the matter with you?
Well, I don't know, Philip. I seem to be itching and I have the bumps all over my body.
Willie, you've got poison ivy.
You see, Alice, every cloud has a silver lining. Folks, when you're driving on the highways this weekend, take it easy, will you? Don't be in a hurry. Remember, it's better to be late Mr. Jones than to be the late Mr. Jones. Good night and have fun over the weekend. Take it easy. Let them do the speeding at Indianapolis.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show on Tuned to Yesterday from May 29th, 1949 on NBC. Part of their Sunday night lineup at 7:30. 11.5 million people tuned into that broadcast. And thank you for listening to this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden era. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.